Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row. This is your Sunday night recruiting nugget, or two, I guess, for the week of September the 22nd through the 29th. I guess the days don't really matter if we're being honest. What does matter is that Ohio State has offered another 2020 running back, and that is going to add some serious intrigue to the position in the next few months as recruiting winds towards the December signing period. The newest offer went out on Saturday morning, hours before Ohio State played Miami of Ohio, and it went out to Cincinnati's Mayan Williams, a three-star prospect at Winton Woods High School, who has been committed to Iowa State since July 4th. Now, here's the thing. I think that Mayan Williams is a player that would have been offered by Ohio State in the summer had he chosen to camp with the Buckeyes, but he did not. Because of that, Ohio State really didn't have much of a chance to evaluate him after his junior season, which you might think he doesn't need it after 2,800 yards rushing in his junior year. But when it comes to in-state players, Ohio State continues to be very, very diligent and continues to be extremely thorough when it comes to their evaluations. Now, what Ohio State saw out of Williams in his first few games as a senior was a player who has bulked up. He's now 5'10", about 210 pounds, but also has really added to his speed, and that is reflected on his senior tape. And that's one of the reasons why Ohio State has decided to go ahead and offer this Iowa State commitment. The interesting thing here is that I think you can all but pencil in Mayan Williams into the Ohio State class of 2020 because the Buckeyes just don't offer in-state prospects who are committed to another school unless they feel confident that that player is going to eventually flip to them. That does not mean it happens overnight. It does not mean it happens in the next week or two, but I do think that eventually Mayan Williams becomes one of the running backs in this class of 2020 for the Buckeyes, and that means the Buckeyes will have to make a decision as to how many they really want to take in this class. If a commitment or a decision comes from Williams before October 5th, which is the weekend that Trey Bradford, the four-star running back from Texas, is expected to visit Ohio State officially, I think that Bradford's visit probably gets canceled, and the Buckeyes, seeing what they're developing with Master Teague, Marcus Crowley, and Steel Chambers in the running back's room right now as a redshirt freshman and then two true freshmen, I think you might see the Buckeyes stand pat and just stick with one running back moving forward. We'll see how that plays out. Who knows? You know, every week now we've been talking about different running backs and different guys that are worth paying attention to at the position. But Mayan Williams is a player that there have been real fans of his inside of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for much of the last few months. And after months of pushing, it looks like that offer's finally happened. And that's where we are now. So look for Mayan Williams to end up in the Ohio State commitment column sometime soon. He did not visit for the Miami game, so that's another interesting layer to it, I guess. They went out of their way to talk to him that morning, even though he wasn't on campus. So keep that in mind as we move forward in the next few weeks. Outside of Mayan Williams, the only other real intriguing thing that happened this weekend was the official visit of Ryan Watts from Little Elm, Texas, four-star cornerback who's committed to Oklahoma. I mentioned in last week's Talking Stuff that I thought he could visit this weekend for the Miami game. He did do that, and now what happens from here is that Ohio State, Penn State, and Oklahoma, which appear to be the three schools really in the mix for Watts, duke it out. Obviously, Oklahoma has a little bit of an advantage because he's been committed to them since April. But he took a secret visit to Ohio State in the summer. He visited Penn State as well. So it's clear that he has some affinity and some affection for those two schools. But exactly what his intention is remains unclear. He hung out all weekend with Paris Johnson, Mookie Cooper, and a few other Ohio State commitments. And from what I understand from talking to people around the program, he seemed pretty at home and comfortable in Columbus. But that doesn't mean much. What does mean much is that he's already taken his official visit to Oklahoma, which he did in April. Now, he obviously lives only about 2 hours away from Norman, so it's easy for him to get back there for an unofficial trip at some point. But sources around Ohio State also told me they think that he could come back for another visit in Columbus. So if he did that, I think that's extremely telling. But right now, there isn't anything imminent or immediate that's happening in the flip column with Ryan Watts. if it's not Ryan Watts, I think the Buckeyes still want another defensive back. The one name I would tell you to look for is Jaden Francois, who is a Miami Hurricanes commitment from Miami. He's a player that has expressed a lot of interest to the Ohio State staff that he's interested in being a Buckeye, and he visited in the summer. The Buckeyes have offered, but he's not been the priority when there's other guys like Elias Ricks, the five-star commitment from LSU, and Ryan Watts on their board. So those are the three names I think that are still really worth watching at the defensive back position. And once Ohio State can figure out running back and defensive back, then there's really only two other spots they're looking for in the rest of this 2020 class. That's another quarterback. We've talked about that over and over. Jack Miller did not play against Saguaro High School in Phoenix this past weekend as his injury status remains unclear. Who knows when he's going to be back, but I think the Buckeyes are obviously aware that they need to go out and find a second quarterback in this class. And beyond that, they need to add another defensive lineman or two. And we'll start working on finding more of those names as we move towards October. One of the defensive ends who they're interested in is Tyler Barron from Tennessee. He's going to be visiting officially the weekend of October 5th before making a decision at the end of October. So that's certainly one name to know. But we'll keep looking and digging for more. So that is your episode of Talking Stuff on Letterman Row this evening. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week from Lincoln, Nebraska.